Kirby and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Oh, how good for a Tuesday.
Feeling good. Felt good. And I tell you what, about speaking on feeling good, spoke about diets today. Not that we support, you know, doing any radical diets.
No, of course not.
Just eat well.
It has to be sustainable. This is the thing about diets, mm-hmm. doesn't it? If you can't do it on a day-to-day basis for the rest of your life, it's not a diet worth into.
But there were some that I looked into that are just so ridiculous.
Oh, God.
All I'll tell you is one involves magnets and rings.
Just so dumb. Hey, I asked if you still had a fit grandparent. Jeez, that caller was amazing.
Oh,
it was getting hot in here.
Oh. I tell you one thing. I would love to think that when I get to retirement age, say 70 plus, I'm going to be ripped. But I know I'm not.
No, there's no way.
I'm putting the feet up and I'm just enjoying the rest of my life.
I'm on the downhill slide already. Like, there's another 40 years to 70.
Oh, it's good.
The hope that I'm fit still. Hopefully stem cells are a big thing by then. What else do we do? Oh, I met your farmer.
You did meet my farmer, Mr. Farmer Andrew. Did a bit of a compatibility test, you did.
Yeah.
You feeling quite promising?
I think I am more so after it. I mean, they were very general statements, but, you know, I think, like, you fit into some of them.
He's a good guy, that's all I'll say. And you and I got creative, came up with some inventions.
Yeah,
some probably weren't as inclusive as others.
It's still good, though. Oh. Still brilliant. You can check it all out right now on the podcast.
Josh, every day when we look on the internet for content for the show, I can guarantee you that we will come across at least one, minimum. This could go up to 20-something.
Yeah.
Articles regarding some kind of diet phase, the new newest trend, and you think, oh, how sad that we're still in this climate where... It's all about diets because really it just should be healthy eating, enjoying life, you know? And that's what we are.
That's right.
We want to love ourselves.
Because it looks like we're watching Ninja Warrior at the moment.
Yeah.
They've got some ripped rigs on there, don't they? But you just think it's too much effort. Love
that's
a beer on a Friday.
Exactly. It's all in moderation and you've got to be healthy.
Of course. Yeah. There's like, you know, you got to look
after
yourself.
When you don't indulge, I mean, where are you living?
Are you?
Yeah. And that's why when we saw this today, both you and I went, oh, this is so stupid and ridiculous. And it is dubbed a new alternative to weight loss surgeries. What it is basically a clip that goes onto your teeth. It's metal and it will restrict your jaw being able to open so you can only consume liquid.
It's like magnetic and it shuts your jaw. How do you even talk with that on?
What is the point of that? I mean, we were created to actually consume food. That is making you not consume food.
It seems barbaric in a way to me.
And it's everywhere on the internet.
Yeah.
Every news page. It's like, look at this new thing. No, don't look at it. Laugh at it because it is ridiculous. But it did get me looking into some other ridiculous diets that have been recommended. And some are just stupid, and people would have done them. That is what makes them even more ridiculous. So the fork diet, this one was over in France. The fork diet. This is the diet where you can only consume foods that can be eaten and prepared with a fork. You're so
mashed
restricted.
Potato, you know.
Yum, get it on the fork. This one's from India. Breatharianism.
That
sounds
made
stupid.
Up.
It does sound made up, but it's actually based very loosely on old Indian principles.
Okay.
And people have done this because there's research of people not doing too well from it.
Okay.
It is basically where you just survive on air. You eat nothing at all.
No.
Literally survive on your own breath.
So isn't that just fasting?
It's fasting to just death, isn't it? It's ridiculous.
That's stupid. That's like they've literally just,
just have
Can
air.
You drink water?
It says literally you're surviving on your breath and a bit of sunshine. Not fun.
Oh, well, no one should do that. That's obviously the dumbest thing anyone's ever heard of.
Mexico, though, I reckon might have the greatest one.
Okay, here we go.
This was a campaign. It was huge. Had an ad, went everywhere, on the airwaves and everything. The magnetic ring diet. So it is magnetic rings that you put on your finger and you swap it onto a different finger each day depending on what area you want to target. So
for weight loss.
Tummy, put it on your thumb.
If they sold more than one of those. Oh, no,
fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
I want to talk about Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
Just a machine, wasn't he, back in the day, Sylvester Stallone?
Can fight.
Swap this bad boy. That montage is probably the greatest montage. In fact, it probably put montages into film. You know, after
was it
that
the
one?
First montage? Oh.
It's up there with the best in the only montage for me.
And how good is he looking in that montage?
Oh, killing it. I mean, horrible boxer. I mean, Rocky as a boxer, like his he's just a slugger. Mm. That's what he was.
Yep.
You know? So there's been a photo of him going viral. He's 74 years of age.
74, okay.
74. So he's getting on. Mate, he is still a ripped unit. He's doing this thing. I don't know if you've ever done shoulder exercises, but you know, like that bar where you're like...
Oh, you got to go out.
Yeah, go
so
out.
You start in with your hands together and then you want to keep your back still while you're moving your arms out. Oh, can't do big on that.
Nah.
You can't. You can give me the 2 kilos, maybe.
Sometimes, because you get to keep going.
Yeah.
So he's doing 20 kilo plates, so he can't even hold them properly.
What?
He's just doing the grip. He's like still ripping out.
He is ripped.
He is.
At 74.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Ugh, that's incredible, isn't it?
Grandpa so is gone. Lifting.
Yeah,
whoa.
That's so true. And then he talked about him and his rivalry with Arnold.
Mr. Schwarzenegger.
Who's another ripped unit still, who's had a heart condition, he's had a heart transplant, still lifting.
He is fit.
Still pumping.
Take their shirts off and you go, wowza. Ripped.
Want to do this. Bit of a narrow thing.
Okay.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Because I just reckon those guys are movie stars. They've got time. They've got money. They're trainers.
Played superheroes.
And they're probably taking steroids. Let's be honest.
They've got money for personal chefs and everything.
Yeah, and steroids probably. I'm just saying. Like, they've definitely taken them.
Okay.
I mean, allegedly. But do you have a ripped grandpa or grandma? Are they still lifting weights?
Yeah.
Are they still?
Do your grandparents lift?
Yeah. Like, are they still units, essentially?
Now, it doesn't have to be 20 kilo weight plates that you're pumping out, but are they still repping the weights at the gym, you know?
Or even just, like, are they still running marathons in the 60s and 70s?
Fit grandparents. Because, look, if you do call us this week, we've actually got a voucher. Now, this is unbelievable. You can embrace winter with a retreat at the Langham, Melbourne. Mm. So this is a family adventure for 2 adults, 2 children, overnight accommodation, valet car parking, tickets to the Melbourne Star, plus Spirit Untamed Children's Afternoon. The prize is worth over $1,200.
Yeah, we just want to know whether or not your grandparents are still fit as a fiddle,
ripped.
Still units.
5-2-2-3-2. Are yours?
No. My nonno was, like, you know, he was a very strong man. He could still beat me at
arm wrestle
when I was 18.
Whew. See, that's ripped. I'd classify that. Can your grandparents do that?
What about yours?
None of mine are alive anymore.
Okay. But they were back in the day. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock. Talking about ripped grandparents.
Love this.
Do you have them? Maybe it's your parent now. So they're technically a grandparent and just, you know, huge units.
Well, 74. That's who Sylvester Stallone is.
Yeah.
And he is ripped.
I know. He's still doing some massive things that I can't even do.
Oh.
Never been able to do.
I was about to say, when could you do what he's doing?
Okay. Yeah. Let's not take five shots at me. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. We can chuck you as well into the draw to go stay at the Langham, Melbourne. Embrace this winter with a retreat wrapped in luxury at Melbourne's premier celebration destination, the Langham, Melbourne.
We've got Sarah from East Geelong. Do you have a ripped grandparent?
I don't have a ripped grandparent, but I've got a ripped dad who is a grandparent. So I would say I've got a ripped dad, granddad. Absolute legend of a bloke. He runs about 6Ks a day, walks the dogs every night for a couple of Ks. He still does a bit of boxing, weightlifting. Mate, he is one good-looking rooster and can still neck down the beers.
Amazing
figure.
It's a triple threat.
Jeez, Herbie's taking her clothes
off. Oh, she's
excited.
Jeez,
incredible. Well
does
done.
Does he still smash the protein?
He's big on just everyday food. Just everyday food. Loves a soup. Loves a steak. Loves a sausage. Just everyday pizza. You name it. But he's ripped out. So he would. he would give those ladies at the Langham a good turn in his Speedo.
Wow, that is brilliant. Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 95.
I want to see him at the Langham.
We're going
to
cool down. Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh.
Ooh. On K-Rock 95.5. I was on the old Geelong community Facebook group. One
great
that anyone can get on. I love it. You get informed about everything.
It's so good. Like, I learned a fact the other day about the Surf Coast and they're trying with the kangaroos. You know how they sometimes run on the road when they see headlights?
Yeah.
When the light hits the reflector, it creates a frequency pitch.
Really?
And so they're trialling it down the Surf Coast near Anglesey and stuff.
Learned that on the group.
On the group.
There you go. Well, today I learned that actually at Cryo Shopping Centre until 5 p.m, the Geelong Miniature Railway is there. They're getting people to sign a petition because they're hoping to get another miniature railway in Cryo.
Oh,
God. How good?
How good are those miniature rails?
I tell you what, you're coming to prime age for them because you've got Georgie, who's 8 months, and soon... loving them, she will be.
Oh, I still want to do the one down the waterfront.
They're just exciting. Even as an adult, Mum came to visit me when I used to live in the Riverina.
Yeah.
There was two miniature railways that I knew of. Had to check them out with Mum. Didn't have no kids. It's just us.
You just want to relive good memories.
Well, there's something fun about going on a small train.
Yeah,
you know?
And you had a few memories that were good when you were growing up, especially with your mum, from what you've told me.
She loves me.
She does. Yeah, absolutely.
But I thought in honour of this, because I reckon everyone should be heading there right now to sign this petition because this is great.
Jump on
more
board.
Trains, the better. Let's celebrate with a couple of train facts.
Yep, love it.
And I'll tell you one thing, when we come up with this, I don't expect to be wowed as much as we get wowed.
Yeah, all right.
So there is a train station in Sweden that uses people's body heat to warm the adjacent buildings.
If you know, you know.
What, from the train? And then...
they use it. Imagine if they took our heat from the studio because we get... hot in here.
Literally, you just had to put the aircon on.
We did. We would warm the whole of Geelong, at least. Maybe reach the Surf Coast.
That's amazing.
Great fact. I think this one will really warm your heart, Mr. Emotional. In Moscow, stray dogs have learned to commute from the suburbs to the city. They reach the city, scavenge for food, and then they catch the train home in the evening.
If you know, you know.
They're just awesome.
How smart.
To be able to use the network, isn't that amazing? And then people just notice them. They're like,
exactly.
They're just going to get food.
And it turns out that dogs aren't the only smart people. There was a 16-year-old Brooklyn teenager in 1993 who pretended to be a subway conductor and drove a train for over 3 hours safely picking up and discharging passengers at a normal station stops along the route before getting caught.
If you know, you know.
Wow.
I just wanted to
be a conductor?
I mean, how good is that?
That's like when someone stole, got the tram in Melbourne and was stopped and, wanted to, go to each stop.
It's either two things. The kid's incredibly smart or being a conductor is not that hard.
Oh, you said that, not me. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh.
Ooh. On K-Rock 95.5. You remember the 1960s cartoon The Flintstones?
He doesn't. Do you remember that movie that came out? Yeah, that was good.
It's so good. Honestly, would still be great today, calling it. Now, there's a house over in San Francisco, which has hit the headlines. And this is unbelievable. So they call it the Flintstones house. So the lady that lives there has basically turned it into a modern-day looking Flintstones house.
All right, super fan sort of thing, loves the Flintstones.
Big sculptures. Even has dinosaur sculptures in the backyard.
Oh, right, wow.
I reckon it's one of those ones you drive past and you go, oh, that's great. A lot of vibe, fun, energy.
She loves the Flintstones.
Exactly. Yeah. Turns out the neighbours don't agree with that fun vibe energy.
Maybe because everyone's come past it.
Yeah, but, live a little. Have a bit of fun. Don't be the Grinch with this.
Very cool.
And so all these neighbours have come together and they've actually sued her saying that it's unlawful. You're breaking these guidelines. You should have gone to council first for this. Anyway, they've been fighting it in court for a few years now. Hundreds of thousands of dollars has been spent.
Yep.
Turns out, though, Freddie Flintstone, he won.
Well done.
Well done. The Flintstones are the winners.
I mean, you'd be shattered for the neighbours' perspective if you don't like it, but...
it's not our fault.
No, it's not.
I see it as a destination that I want to go travel to.
Fair call.
Don't want to go to the neighbours for tea, though, tell you that much. But I thought we should celebrate with a little game.
Yep.
And this is, can you guess the cartoon animation? So
all right.
I've got a bit of a grab of some of the theme songs, and yep. you just have to pick it. Now, some that you think I might go with, can't go with because they have it in the song.
Oh, okay.
So like Jetsons the Simpsons. Yeah, and yeah. Simpsons. Yeah, it's yeah, like, yeah, 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 I can't do it.
All right, okay.
But these ones, I'm hoping you can get them. I've gone for a variety. First one, what's a kid's one, you could say. I cut out the last bit because that's the name of the show. Play it again if you want.
That last bit. What is it?
Pingu, Pingu.
Is that Pingu?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why I gave myself a tick, but yeah. God, that's good.
Yeah, second one.
Oh, it's Powerpuff Girls.
The Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, love
what
that show.
What a good show that was.
That was so good. From the town of Townsville.
Was it?
Well, it's not like in North Queensland, but it was based in Townsville.
Incredible. Yeah. Good little fact.
There you go.
This one, you should get hands down.
Oh, it's Futurama.
Yeah, it is. Two from three, not bad.
Well, the first one's very, you know, God, what a show Futurama was, by the way.
Gotta love that. But yeah, two from three, well
thank
done.
Thank you, yeah.
You've gotten okay with that.
Yeah.
See if you can do that well tomorrow with the game.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
You know the Udi?
Oh, do I know the Udi?
It always pops up on my Facebook or something like that for advertising. It's like a giant oversized hoodie mm-hmm. that you can wear as a blanket.
Mum just got one, and then she loves her so much, she really feels a cold compared to me.
Mm.
She got their dog one. So Mum's got an Udi, and the dog has a Doody.
Oh, really?
Ridiculous for me.
So the guy that's behind it, his name's Davey Fogarty. He is going to be on the track to make $200 million this year after launching back in 2018. So he's doing pretty well.
It doesn't shock me. Everyone loves their hoodies. You see them on social media. I'm like, get over it. It's a big blanket.
It's genius though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, like you think that's such a simple
frustrating.
Idea.
Frustrating.
Yeah. He's only 26 too.
Oh, no.
But he talked to me. He's like 26 about to make 200. Like, you know, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
He's buying nice houses. But he said he's failed 6 times beforehand trying to launch products. He's a go-getter, isn't he? 26.
Entrepreneur, as they say.
Yeah, it's a fashionable thing to be these days, a struggling businessman.
Especially throughout COVID, lots of people coming up with ideas.
Well, you get a bit more time on your hands, don't you?
Mm.
You know, that's the thing. You always see them like, oh, become an entrepreneur. But it gives you hope, though, isn't it? So if something doesn't work, you just got to keep trying and trying
that's
again
right.
until you come up with an Udi and then...
It's one of those ideas you think I could have come up with. Like one of my friends, she and her girlfriend came up with an app instead of the food buzzer that you get when you go to a restaurant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can just tap, like it's a phone one. So.
Oh, my God, that's genius.
Genius. Why didn't we think of that?
Did they make much?
They've made, yeah, they got sold it to the government and made
oh,
money.
Oh, God.
Why can't we come up with something like that?
Well, that's what I thought we'd do. Why don't we pitch some ideas, just see, like, and
get
then we'll run
spitball.
With, you know, because
okay.
we're going to fail at least 6 times, so don't, it's safe yeah. space.
So all should right? we put, we're putting a copyright verbally out on these.
That's right.
Don't so run with it. These people.
Or if you can help us make it, then you can get in contact
yeah, we'll
with us.
Yeah, we'll give you a cut. Yeah. That's fine. I actually have an idea.
You got one? Here we go.
This one has been in my think tank for a while, and we can sell it to a company, so I know we can make money, because it's to do with Pringles. So you know... Pringles that
we need. Absolutely. Once you pop, can't stop.
Oh, they're lovely. But the container they come in is probably one of the worst thing. That cylinder thing, your hand gets stuck.
Can't even, you have to be a child.
Yeah. You need, honestly, the first two are the only ones, and then the rest is mission impossible. So my idea, one of two, either glue stick format.
Yeah, yeah.
So you twist them up while you're eating, brilliant. Yeah. Or some kind of lever that's in there and you can... pull them up.
Yeah.
Simple.
Right.
But game changer to the Pringles world.
Yeah, that's not really like, you know, that's marketing for them. You know, like, hey,
oh,
here's
an
add-on for you.
Sorry, we're coming up with, okay.
Individual ideas.
Well, that's one of the two that can be out of the six that we're not going to
I'll go one. So, you know mood rings?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And like how they change colour.
Yeah, yeah.
What? So I was thinking like mood clothing. So like if you could do like a jumper, like, you know, then we could tell what mood you're in. So like I know when I can talk to you.
This is purely an invention against me.
It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Come on, Geelong, the surf coast and the ballerine. Let's get behind our girl, Herbie.
I don't mind the look of that.
A little bit of love. I need a little love.
Farmer wants a wife on Channel 7.
Oh, I can't wait. Never watched the show. Going to be watching it this year. Oh. I can tell you that much for free. It's happening on Sunday. And you're on it?
I am on it. I am indeed.
We've been watching promos. It's been fantastic. I'm like, there's you.
Yep. Which you were shocked at because you didn't think I'd make much of an appearance. And then I've made it.
At first I didn't. And now I'm starting to think you win it.
Well.
There's a few things. Anyway, today we're going to meet your farmer.
Okay, all yes. Right, have you stalked all the farmers online? Have you got a pick of the bunch?
No. I remember what your one looks like.
Okay.
To be fair.
I think I got the pick of the bunch, to be honest.
Andrew's his name.
Yeah. He's 30.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good sign that you know who he is.
Oh, I definitely know
so
who he is.
So maybe you get pretty far. Maybe. Anyway, let's meet him and see if... So this is what he says about himself. And I just want to see if the pair... We're just going to do a bit of detective work here.
Oh, you're Mr. Matchmaker over there, are you?
I just want to see if it's going to work.
Okay.
Because let's meet him first anyway. Here is Farmer Andrew.
Hi, I'm Farmer Andrew. I'm a sheep farmer. And I'm looking for a wife. I'd like to think I'm a bit of a catch. Obviously, haven't been caught yet. Maybe I'm not a catch. I don't know.
Okay. We'll give him a tip. Makes a joke, you know?
Yeah, I loved that.
Yeah.
That was one part through the process.
Is that what caught your eye?
Well, because, you know, I tend to laugh at myself a little bit. First one to say that I do that. And when he did it, I've gone, oh, that's kind of fun, isn't it?
So you picked him out of the bunch?
Yeah. Well, there's ones that are 24 up to, I think, close to 50.
Oh, right. Okay. So he was the age appropriate.
Yeah. And okay. He was just from what I saw and what I read. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's hear a bit more about him.
Love's very important to me. I do get a bit lonely sometimes.
That's fair.
Yeah.
If you're single, you do get lonely.
Okay, yeah.
Do you remember the days?
I'm a pretty honest sort of person.
Okay, that's a big tick for you, I reckon.
Yeah,
honesty is great because you just give it. So you're hoping that the next person gives it too.
Exactly, I can't lie.
Let's see what else.
I think I'd be a great husband. I mean, I can cook.
Oh, that's a...
That's a big one.
That's a double tick.
Yeah, it's a double. Love a cook.
Because you complain about cooking all the time.
But I can cook. I just sometimes
don't
can't be bothered. It's like you get home and Kat's cooked it for you and it's great. You know dinner's ready for you.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't have that. I got to cook it.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, that's a good sign.
Yep.
You and your partner as a team against the world. You ride or die. That's what it should be.
Ride or die.
Great motto.
We'll give him a tick because I do say it's about teamwork, don't I?
Yeah, exactly. We're a team, you and I.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say you're my ride or die, but...
No. But like when I say me and Kat, you got to be on the same page.
Exactly. You do that.
All right. Let's hear what he's looking for. Let's see if it's going to match up with you.
Okay, me.
The ideal girl in terms of personality is they've got to be laid back and funny.
I'll give you one of those. Which one do you want?
What to say?
Do you reckon you're funny? Well, going off his humour, you're doing well. Nah, both of those, I reckon. Here we go.
They've got to be interested in the country lifestyle and small community.
Well, you have been going back to the country a lot lately.
I've been hitting a farm, yes.
That's a tick.
I do love the country. It's something beautiful out there, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You've been spending a fair bit of time at a farm. Maybe Andrew's farm.
I'd like to have a girl that's not afraid to get in and get their hands dirty.
Yeah, get dirty.
I reckon, what are the odds of you winning?
What have you checked? Are you checking like betting?
Oh, I just want to know. I'm just thinking.
Well,
not short enough because just going off those things, it sounds like it's a match.
You think that's love?
Well, we're going to find out more on Sunday
when Herbie
is on Farmer Wants a Wife.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Love this guy, Herbie. Louis Zacker from the newsroom. Hello.
Well, you love me, but you put me under the pump today. I've been fielding calls from Peter and the RSPCA about dolphin hunting. What's going on there?
Louis. They're supposedly dolphins. And you can go see them.
No, there are. You're right. Yeah. And amazing creatures. Good to see.
So good.
Yeah, I've touched one in the wild once. I'm done. I'm sorry.
Let's move on. You are here for Cheap Tuesdays. This is where you give us three movies, so we're just going to try and work out what they are from a bit of a quote from it.
Yeah, last couple of days, how good has it been to be in Victoria?
Yes.
Sunny days, zero cases. So today's topic is the comeback kids or the redemption.
Oh, redemption story. Yes. I love that.
I love these movies.
All right, knowing that, here's the first movie.
That's a bobsled. Oh, so a bobsled is a push car with no wheel.
Oh, what's it called?
Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings, that's it.
Spot on.
What a movie.
From the Jamaican bobsled team.
What a movie.
It was
a
really good one, wasn't
great
it?
Great movie.
And
great
true story.
Movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love a factual one.
All right, let's go to the second one.
That they may take our lives. But they'll never take our freedom!
Mel Gibson. Was it Mel Gibson? Did you say Russell Crowe?
I was going to say Russell Crowe. Wrong one.
Do you remember what the movie's called?
Yes, Troy? No.
It's Braveheart.
It's Braveheart,
yes. Braveheart. I was stuck on Russell Crowe, wasn't I?
So you've gone to Eric Banner there with that one. Alrighty.
Covering tough one now.
This is a
tough one.
Oh, no.
All right.
So you're going through with this?
Yeah, I start training tomorrow.
Well, it's Rocky. Ooh. Oh, yeah. No, it's not. It's, yeah, it is Rocky.
Yeah, it's Rocky. It is Rocky, yeah.
I like that you had to go short there because a couple more words and you know. Adrian!
Louis Zacker from the newsroom. Thank you for that.
Thanks, guys. Sweet.
Fresh for the drive home. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, drive-thrus. Great invention.
Oh, one of the best.
What did we do before them? You had to go into a store.
Did you ever try back in the day when you, like, obviously after a night out, you're young and you go through on a, you know, just
any,
walking through?
Yeah, you walk through or do you go through on a skateboard? Mm. You've tried everything. I had mates go, like, make cardboard boxes to pretend to be a vehicle and go through.
Never works. Got to be in a car.
Got to be in a vehicle. I get it. The rules are stated before you drive right through. But they are great. They're easy. Yeah. They're accessible. But sometimes things do go wrong with drive-thrus. And it's what goes wrong with your order because you're so excited. You have in mind what you're going to order. You get to the drive-thru, you place it, you can smell it now. You're in your car driving home. You know that the goodness is about to be in your mouth. You open that bag, you look down and you go, ooh!
They
forgot the sauce.
Oh, and that's it. Especially if you get nuggets. You're like, well, that's key.
It's a common forgotten item.
No one wants nuggets without the sauce.
Exactly.
Never.
Exactly. And for one guy in America, he felt that pain. He went to McDonald's. He bought himself a Big Mac and got a side of six nugs, like your order, by the way.
Good order, yeah.
A couple of sweet and sours to go with the nugs.
Ooh, good choice for the nuggets.
Perfect choice.
You don't want anything else, I don't reckon.
Got home. They forgot his dipping sauces, so he called the Maccas. Many of us have done that before. What he did next, though, he placed a bomb threat.
Oh, jeez. Okay, that's alarming. Okay. Yeah, that's probably too far.
Step too far. Now he's been charged with false report of explosive evidence on a device. So,
jeez, he wanted sauce that bad. He thought, how about I'm going to call up a bomb threat and risk going to jail?
It's absolutely bonkers. But it has got me thinking because I get that angry in that situation because you think
you're not bomb threating anyone, though, are you?
No, that's extreme. Yeah. But, like, you think your meal's ruined. What you wanted, no longer. So sometimes I go, I don't even want the nugs anymore. I'm that stubborn. Do you know what? I don't have the sauce. I'm not going to have the nugs.
Okay. So would you go, like, so you're saying sauce is that important?
Yes.
Would you rather, so your entire life, can't have any sauce with any meal?
Oh,
so, like,
man,
I'm talking
I
like
love
chips
sauce.
At the pub.
Sausage.
Nothing. You can't have any sauce. Or would you rather go without salt?
Oh.
Like, and so you can't, like, you have to choose. Like, you either have bland food or stuff that's just too dry. Like, what are you gonna go for?
I'm gonna go the sauce. I'm going the sauce.
Yeah, so you'd rather have sauce.
I'd rather have sauce than salt. I'm gonna throw it just directly back to you because I know where you're sitting.
I can't leave salt. It's just the salt is.
You smash the salt.
Oh, I love it.
What about if we chucked in? You couldn't have salt, or you couldn't have carbs for the rest of your life?
Oh, I mean, my stomach would thank me.
The potatoes.
Oh,
yum, 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 yum.
Oh, even just pasta.
Oh,
pizza.
Bread.
Jeez. All right, I'm going.
He's gotten rid of the salt.
But does that mean none of my sauces can have salt in them? So they're like, oh, my God, that's what you're thinking about.
That's a stitch up. Do you know what? Stuff this. We're just going to eat whatever we want. I'm getting nugs and don't forget my sauce.
That's exactly right.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Just a quick one off the top, talking with the mics on.
I hurt my back on the weekend and I got off the chair to stand and gosh, it hurt. That was
for yes. This is where we go through the daily topics. Could be stuff that's happening around the office.
Yep.
Could be anything.
Okay, really? Ready for it.
Kicking it off with this one, buying an apartment on a yacht.
Ain't that the life? Yes, please. Every day of the week if I can afford that.
So isn't that incredible? Like, people have just got that much money that they go, you know what, land's not enough for me.
Yeah. Take it to the seas.
I want something a bit more versatile.
Gosh, is that something, because we know you love the lottery and you want to win it.
$10 million tonight.
Yeah, you always know the numbers. If you won that much money, would you invest some towards an apartment on the water?
Nah, so these are starting at $15 million.
Okay.
So probably
not.
A big
chunk of your winnings gone.
It's a lot of money.
$15 million?
Yeah, some like super, like think of those cruise ships.
Yeah.
It's like that for rich people. So, you
know. Richard Branson and all his mates.
Yeah. He's probably the one that owns it, yep. And then everyone else is buying it.
Must be nice.
$15 million, I think that'd be, you just got too much money at that point, don't you?
You probably do. That's why they couldn't care less. Send one of their kids there. Have a fun trip.
Next one, asking a baby permission before changing their nappy.
They can't speak.
No.
They can't speak and they don't know how to control themselves. That's why they go in a nappy, so you just have to change it. What are you talking about here?
So apparently there's a popular childcare chain that's been asking parents to ask their babies for permission before changing the nappies. So Georgie can't.
No, she can't.
Comprehend what's going on at all.
But this is so stupid. This is where people in life have nothing else going on in their life, nothing better, and they go, do you know what? I'm really going to kick up a fuss. I'm going to start a petition. I'm going to make people hear what I'm feeling, when it's completely stupid.
I'm sure
basically.
It comes from a good place.
No, it doesn't.
You don't reckon?
No, it doesn't. It's coming from, it's like that lady that said, you now need to have permission to kiss my daughter. She won't even kiss her baby daughter.
Really?
She says you need to have consent. So it's when it comes down to the consent, which I get is a thing that you've got to teach kids.
100%.
But when you're younger, you've also got to teach them compassion and you've got to look after them. They're your child.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know if they're going to be like, hey, yeah, I do need my nappy changed now.
Do you know I want to sit in it for another 4 hours, actually? I'm liking the scent.
Oh, last one. Placing an advert for love.
I'm the biggest believer of love this week, aren't I?
Yeah.
So if it's an advert, if it's a reality TV show, I'm all for it.
That's right. We know that you're going to be on Farmer Wants a Wife. But would you go old school and chuck something in the newspaper? I kind of like the idea of that now.
Yeah. Now that you've said it, something that I've never thought of. But why not?
Something a bit different, isn't it?
Because people do read the newspapers.
The personals, you reckon? How many people would go, okay, maybe this is where. But you never know.
Well, I used to.
A little different.
When I was unemployed living with my auntie, she used to look in the job part. And would find me jobs that I could go for. So maybe she could be doing the same thing, but for matchmaking.
Looking for a job, all of a sudden you find a husband. You know, what a day.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.